This story went sideways in a New York Minute. Never thought this was how this would end.
Boy.
Okay. We're going to need your help on this one because we've been talking about this in the studio off and on pretty much, what, all morning, Aaron? We've been kicking around in the studio.
We have some questions.
Well, let's play the news report first. Okay. This was the good side of the story. You guys remember this about the Girl Scouts?
A Greenville man is being hailed a hero to Girl Scouts in the upstate. Kayla Dillard, who manages the cookie sales for her daughter's troop, posted a photo of a nice guy and an obvious lover of Girl Scout cookies. She says that he initially bought 7 boxes of cookies from the Scouts, but then came back with a surprise. He told the girls to pack up all of their cookies because he's taking all of them so they could get out of the cold. The unknown man bought all of the Girl Scout cookies for $540. Dillard says that she has no idea who the man is, but is thankful for his kindness.
What a great guy. What a great guy. What a great thing. Remember, it was all over Facebook. Everybody was sharing the picture. The two little girls with the guy, and he's been over, and they got the cookies, and he just wanted to get out of the cold. Right?
Yeah, he's a good dude.
That's the end of the hit. Good dude, but the problem is...
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
This dude hasn't just broken the law. He hasn't just, like, got a couple misdemeanors going on him. No. He's got much more than that, ladies and gentlemen.
Ready?
Let's do it. What is he? What has he been accused of?
Dedrick Lee McGowan was charged with conspiracy to import and distribute fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine. He was also charged with racketeering and conspiracy to defraud the United States.
22 different counts. 22 different charges. Holy crap. So this guy goes over and buys the Girl Scout cookies with his drug money. Now, you brought up a great point, though, Aaron, that obviously I think that somebody spotted him on Facebook because that picture was everywhere and said, oh, there's our guy.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because apparently it's been like a sting and they've been trying to capture a whole group of people, and then all of a sudden they catch this guy, and that's what I think it was. They Absolutely. Saw him in the post.
Now, here's my question for you guys and everybody else listening, 248-398-WCSX. Do the Girl Scouts get to keep the money?
They should be able to.
But if it's money that was used for drug trafficking, the feds would take that money back.
I don't know. Do they?
That's what I would think.
I honestly don't know. 248-398-9279. What would you guys say? I mean, you'd think they take the money back.
And do they take the cookies, too, because they were purchased with drug money?
Oh, you see, now you're just being a tool if you take the cookies and the money. How are you going to... I mean, Mrs. Montana, she's had a tough enough time with these two kids trying to raise them.
And you don't know what he did with the cookies. They could already be cut up and bagged and everything already, so.
Stop it. He's not. They're not mules, okay? No. 248-398-WCSS. So does she get up there, the mom, and, like, talk to the Girl Scout Awards thing? She dressed like Tony Montana. Okay, my daughters, they went out there. They sold the cookies. You sold the cookies for them, okay? You get any money. You get the money. You get the cookies. You get the women. You get the power. Give my girl some money, okay? Say hello to my little Samoa friend. How about that? No, that wouldn't work. Let me get up there and speak to him, man.
Is there like a badge now for the Girl Scouts?
That's what I'm wondering. What does it look like? Is it just an M60 with a pile of coke in the middle of it? I mean, what?
The powder patch?
Is that what it is? Yeah, we're done.